Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Almost 7 weeks ago, a gunman opened fire in a bowling alley and pool hall in Lewiston, Maine. He killed 18 people and injured 13 others. Families of the victims are still trying to cope with the tragedy. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, some are speaking out on the need for stricter gun control laws.
Decorations are up and holiday music plays in many of the stores along Lisbon Street in downtown Lewiston. But there are also signs reading Lewiston Strong, reminders that this city is dealing with deep grief. After the worst mass shooting in Maine's history, people like Arthur Bernard are suddenly activists. He's pushing for new restrictions on the kind of weapon the shooter used to kill his son.
There has to be some basic common sense here, and what does it take?
Bernard was playing pool with his son Artie Strout at Schemenge's Bar and Grill on the night of the shooting. Arthur headed home early while his son stayed on at the bar.
You know, I was packing up my stick and I says, "All right, kid." I says, "I'll talk to you later." He says, "I love you. I'll call you later." And I hadn't driven a mile when I got a call.
Artie Strout, 42 years old, married with 5 kids, was among the dead. The last picture on Artie's cell phone was of his dad holding a pool cue not long before the night turned so dark. The killer, Army Reservist Robert Card, who took his own life toward the end of a 2-day manhunt, had several weapons, including a semi-automatic Ruger AR-10 rifle he'd purchased legally.
I understand gun rights. I understand people wanting to own guns and things, but assault rifles? They're not made for anything but killing.
It's been quite an experience that none of us ever thought we'd ever face in our life.
Leroy Walker is a city councilor in Auburn, just across the Androscoggin River from Lewiston. His son Joe was working as the manager at Schemenge's on the night of the shooting. When the news broke, Leroy Walker began a desperate effort to learn if his son survived. Finally, state police delivered the news that the family had feared.
My son had been shot and killed at the scene. We found out that my son was a hero, that he had picked up a knife somehow and was headed towards the gunman, and the gunman, of course, shot him in the stomach area twice.
At the station restaurant in Lewiston, owner Kathy LaBelle knew Joe Walker well. LaBelle also owns Schemenge's, which she says is now closed for good. She wasn't there the night of the shooting because she'd taken the day off, but she's grieving for the loss of Joe Walker. Can you tell me something about him?
Other than he was amazing. He was my right hand.
LaBelle says she's not surprised that Walker put his life on the line to try to stop the gunman.
Joe would never back down from anybody for anything, so I knew if somebody walked in shooting like it happened, Joe would not have just ran out of the building. And he always told me, "I'm not afraid." I said, "But I am."
Joe Walker was 57. He left behind a wife and their blended family of 2 children and 3 grandchildren. As a result of the shooting, his father, Leroy Walker, says he now favors tougher gun control, though he wouldn't go as far as an outright ban on assault weapons.
But there needs to be some way to control how these weapons are fired to kill people. One that can fire 30 or 60 or 90 shots off and to be able to kill people in seconds, that needs to change somehow. That's what I see.
Maine has a long tradition of gun ownership and hunting, but now some state lawmakers plan to push for stricter gun laws when the legislature convenes in January. That's already happening at the federal level, even though gun control has long faced stiff resistance in Congress. Democratic Congressman Jared Golden had opposed an assault weapons ban, but following the shootings in his hometown of Lewiston, he said he now favors one. And Maine Senator Angus King, an independent, is co-sponsoring legislation that stops short of a ban, but would limit the number of rounds these weapons could carry.
The key here is that in the midst of a mass shooting, it's when the shooter has to reload that there's an opportunity either for people to escape or to disarm the shooter.
We think that initiative really has no chance of going anywhere.
David Trahan is executive director of the Sportsman's Alliance of Maine, a gun rights organization with a lot of influence. The group helped write Maine's Yellow Flag Law, which is supposed to provide a way for police to take guns away from people who are deemed by a doctor to be a risk to themselves or others. In the case of the Lewiston shooter, it didn't work, despite multiple warnings that he was suffering from a mental health crisis. Again, David Trahan.
There were plenty of laws on the books that should have caught this guy. But the people that have the responsibility did not initiate the tools that they had to protect the public. For some reason, this guy fell through the cracks.
Trahan embraces a familiar pro-Second Amendment argument that laws should focus on mental health, not guns. But gun control advocates say states with the lowest rates of gun violence, like Massachusetts, do both. They have red flag laws, mandatory background checks, bans on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Arthur Bernard says Maine should follow suit to spare more families from suffering, even if it's too late to save his son, Artie.
His daughter, Brianna, turned 14 six days after this happened. You know, her mom has been trying to talk to her about what she wants for Christmas. You know, she keeps telling her mom, "You can't give me what I want."
Bernard's grief is shared by a growing number of Americans. Since his son and 17 others were killed in Lewiston in late October, there have been at least 5 other mass shootings across the country. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.